Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, our account has been hacked, and there's a charge on my latest statement that I did not make.
Okay. Let me see here.
Pardon?
I said, all right, let me see here.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Verify your shipping address for me.
It's Edison Nancy, 8901 Custer Road, Ripon, Wisconsin.
Thank you. I do see here we had our contest entry. All right, do you remember entering for a chance to win the iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner, or anything like that?
No. I've had to cancel on my credit card this morning. So I just got my statement, and the charge on here for $59.89 on March 15th is something I haven't done.
Okay. Do you think anybody at your household maybe did this?
I'm sorry.
Do you think anybody in your household maybe did this?
No. I only have one union card. I'm the only one that used it.
Okay. Well, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge here, ma'am, what
yes,
we do here in the what we do here in the fraud department, we could put this under a fraud investigation for you. Where shall we contact
okay.
the local authorities? We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual charge ordered from.
Okay, the first gentleman I talked to gave me the phone number for this particular vendor, and it was for a Dyson vacuum cleaner, which I did not make.
Which did not make. Let me see here. Yeah, that's what it starts off for iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner, anything like that.
He said it was for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Which I did not make, I do not need.
Yes, ma'am. So, did you want to go through that fraud investigation? Like I said, if you do want to go through the fraud, we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify what the actual charge ordered from. If you don't want to go through the fraud, we offer a courtesy refund amount. That would be a 50%.
Well, the card is now canceled. Somehow someone hacked into our computer. And so that's why I'm disputing the charge.
Okay. And have you already disputed the charge to your car company?
I did call them. Yes, I did.
Okay. So they say, did they say already that you're just gonna dispute it?
That's what I was told, yes.
Okay. Well, if you're gonna dispute it, ma'am,
Yes.
what we'll have to need you to do, you have to call back in with your car company.
I already did that this morning.
No, you have to call back with your car company, like, letting us know that they'll drop the dispute or there's no dispute in process. And then we can, if they want a refund from us, they would have to call back. If you want a refund from us, ma'am, you have to call back your car company online so they can verify there's no dispute in process or they drop the dispute. That's when we'll be able to issue a refund, but
I have to have my credit card company call you.
right, or you can have them on a three-way, anything like that. Have them call us. Just verifying that they'll drop the dispute.
Okay, the first gentleman I talked to did give me a confirmation number on this amount.
All right.
That is 9204-79533.
Yeah, that's the cancellation number, letting you know the account's been canceled.
Okay. But I still need to call the credit card company again.
All right, call them, have them call us to verify there is no dispute in process or anything of that nature. Then we will be able to issue the refund for you.
Okay, I'll give it another try.
The account is notated, so any agent will be able to know what to do for you.
I've been on the phone since like 7:30 this morning, trying to get just my banking card and my credit card taken care
Right.
of.
I totally understand that.
Okay, so Capital One, I have to have them call you.
Right.
All right, I will do that.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you at the moment, ma'am?
No, just that I can recoup the $60 off my bill.
I totally understand. Yeah, definitely tell them to give us a call so we can help you out with that refund.
All right. I appreciate it.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No,
All right.
that's good. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.